Welcome back to the Small Business CTO Podcast. I'm your host, Cale Miller. Here, we help Australia's small business community embrace technology to become more efficient, more effective, and ultimately get more enjoyment from their work. For today's episode, let's talk data warehouse. Very sexy term, not one that is immediately obvious what it's trying to do and what it's trying to achieve. And it has somewhat been invented by the likes of Google and Microsoft to sell their products. But under the hood, it is actually a really, really valuable idea. So a data warehouse is just a centralized repository of all the information in your business. Think finance data, think inventory data, think HR data, think operations data. It's all in one place, which makes it easy to query, easy to catalog, and easy to do interesting things with. So why do we want it? What's the point of a data warehouse? Well, ultimately, it is there to power all of these advanced analytics and AI and data projects within your business. Let's say you want to have a dashboard, which is, I want to understand on these last three jobs, what was the marginal profit I made off those? Was it worth me doing? Because it sure as hell didn't feel like it was worth me doing. Well, a data warehouse enables that because all the data is commingled. It's easy then for you to join them and merge them all together and produce the information you need for your report. To summarize what a data warehouse does quite well and why it's valuable, it's kind of four key themes. One is centralization. The last thing you want to do when you're pulling a report is go, I need to download data from here, and then I need to download data from here, and they're in totally different formats and totally different frequencies, and then I need to join them here. It becomes really complicated. So a data warehouse centralizes all your data into one place to make it easy to join them and merge them all together. Another value add, the second value add, is access. Sometimes you don't want all your staff to be able to access all parts of your systems. Perhaps you have your finance system. You don't want to give your staff a license just so they can download a little bit of information they need. So a data warehouse enables you to extract that data and decide what your access model is for that data, so then you can grant it to your operators to look at and play with. Another value, the third value of a data warehouse, is power. Your computer is quite small in the grand scheme of things. If you think about tech like ChatGPT, that is massive, and it has hundreds of computers that train it and run it every single day. So having a data warehouse enables you to get that power. You put it in the cloud, you put all your data in the cloud, and then you're able to access these big data centers full of compute basically by the minute. And the final piece of value for a data warehouse is history. So your IT systems very rarely track historical information. They're not going to go, here's your staff 3 years ago at this day with this income. They don't usually track that. It's all point in time. So a data warehouse enables you to collect this historical data, which is then very useful for reporting purposes. It's very useful for ad hoc analysis. And it's really important for AI, because AI is trained on these historical records to then be able to predict the future. Cool. That's just a very brief overview of what a data warehouse is about and why it is valuable. I'm an engineer at the end of the day, and I love technology and I love how things work. So I think it makes sense to just explain very quickly how does it actually work. Because for you, you want to be able to understand this technology so you can understand what's good in it and what's bad in it. So a data warehouse, at the end of the day, when you strip away all the marketing material, it's just a database. Think of it in a way like an Excel workbook. You have this one file, this one database, full of information that you've stored over the history of your business. So you have this one database full of all of these tables that are well organized and well cataloged. And that enables you to easily join them together and do interesting analyses. In the standard application, you just need a traditional database. So that would be Microsoft SQL, that would be Postgres, these kind of standard database technologies that have been around for like 50 years. They're well established, well tested, and really easy to work with. If you are a very large business or you have a very unique use case, you sometimes want to use more sophisticated technologies that have been invented by Google and Amazon and Microsoft over the last 10, 20 years. So good examples of that are Google BigQuery is a data warehouse software that's used by the likes of CommBank and those really big enterprises, and Amazon have their own product called Redshift. They're kind of examples. Okay, hopefully at this point you think data warehouses are valuable and you understand why they're valuable and you understand how they roughly work. So how do you get started? How do you actually get a data warehouse into your business and start to get value from it right now? So my recommendation is always to start this exercise before you need it. Don't get to a point where you go, I wish I had a data warehouse 20 years ago. As the old saying goes, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago and the second best time is now. So build that data warehouse now and start funneling data into it so when you're ready for reporting and you're ready for AI. Should you do it yourself? This is another question that I get from people, you know, that I work with. Should I just do this myself? Well, you can. I rarely recommend it. It is so easy for a data person to set up. It's bread and butter. It's very, very straightforward. And the time you spend learning it and setting it up and potentially even making a mistake in your setup, making the whole exercise moot, it's just not worth it. Pay for an expert to do it. Get it set up right the first time. You're probably thinking about a price point of around $3,000 to $5,000 for the setup. So pretty small in the grand scheme of things, especially considering an AI build, which could be 20, 30K plus. So worth paying an expert, worth it getting set up in a handful of days and going from there. And even really, between you and I, is a bit of an industry secret, a lot of these consulting firms will actually throw it in as a part of a broader build. So they will go, let's build an AI. And they go, oh, we have this data warehouse. It'll cost you $3K. Oh, we'll give it to you for free. So you can usually negotiate having it built for free if you know the right language and how hard it is. But even if you can't get it built for free, a lot of companies will just put it on a SaaS process. So pay per month and it's always on, it's always working. So I recommend one of those approaches rather than building it yourself. If you really cannot afford to spend the money right now doing it well, or even the time right now doing it well, the best thing to do is capture historical data. That is the thing you will regret, is not having a historical view of your business. So regularly, hop into your IT systems, hop into your HR software, hop into your inventory software or your enterprise resource planning software, and start doing full exports. Export all the data out of it, save it in a CSV file or something, and just put it in your cloud storage, in your OneDrive or in your iCloud or whatever system you're using. Just download the data, put it in there. It should be pretty small, and it will give you most of the information you need so that when you're ready to do AI, you're not starting at zero. You at least have something to get started with. That's today's episode. Just a very broad introduction into data warehousing and really articulating why it's valuable. So if you have any more questions, reach out to me on LinkedIn, Kale Miller, or alternatively send me an email at contact@prometheusai.com.au.